Stupidity is presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. How does 25-year-old two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo get drafted 15th overall in a weak draft class? Adrian Wojnarowski investigates the twists and turns that led to a franchise and league-altering selection in 2013, a three-part series that tells this unique story, including interviews with individuals close to the process as well as a one-on-one sit-down with Giannis himself. How about that? Check out the Wode Pod special, The Giannis Draft, wherever you find your podcast. Stanzik, I got Wojnarowski and Antetokounmpo right in the same sentence. How about that?
I was going to ask, what was the most difficult word to pronounce there? Because you missed Woj Pod at the end, but other than that, you nailed it.
It was franchise.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gatz, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gatz providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gatz's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world. Thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Stanzik, a very exciting week coming up, a very exciting guest coming up. Northwestern, my daughter is committed there to play her college lacrosse. You and I have discussed that before. I think it's time for me to kind of weave myself into the fabric of Northwestern University. What do you think about that?
Wait, are we having Wilbon on? What are we? There's a truce to be had.
We're not having Greedy on. We're having Pat Fitzgerald, the head coach of the Northwestern football team, okay. Because inexplicably, in this weird year, we have a weekend where the two biggest games involve Northwestern and the Indiana f-ing Hoosiers. Stanzik did that whoa like he was like someone had farted in his face and he was getting the stink away.
I don't think I have ever watched a single second of an Indiana football game.
Really?
Yeah.
How about a Northwestern one? Be honest.
Yeah, a few. I mean, they play Notre Dame. They play Syracuse. I've seen them a little bit. Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe we do a Mount Rushmore of people who have Fitz in their last name or just anywhere.
Oh,
yeah. But before we do that, okay, before we do that, I want to get your thoughts because this past week was the NBA draft. You had an event during the NBA draft, Mina Kimes live podcast event. You called me. You were outraged that you had to do that during the NBA draft because no one loves the NBA draft like you, Stanzik, and the Knicks were picking 8th. So take me through that night. What happened? How angry were you?
There are people that love the NBA draft more than I do, but okay. I love it a lot.
Right.
And I was fuming when I was told that last night was the night of Mina's live virtual podcast. Fuming that no one had the foresight to look ahead and say, when is the NBA draft? I didn't either. They're just like, hey, this is the date. Does that work? They asked me in like October. Right. I'm like, yeah, whatever. November 18th. Sure. Great. Whatever. Let's do it. Easy. It's a Wednesday. All right. The NBA draft, you should know, normally on a Thursday, normally also in June. So I was furious that I had to be watching Mina talk to Dominique Foxworth and Mike Golic Jr. for an hour and a half while the NBA draft is going on.
Yeah.
Obviously I had the TV on. I'm watching that. I'm half listening to the podcast that I'm producing. But yeah, Knicks picked 8th. They didn't trade up for Obi Toppin, which everyone thought they might once they traded, right. 27 and 38 to get up to 23.
It turns out they didn't have to.
He fell into their lap. I'm not thrilled about how old he is. He's 22. If you look at the history of guys that were 22 or older that were drafted in the top 10, top 20, it's not a good list. No. But everyone is saying shades of Amari Stoudemire. So I guess, here's the thing. The Knicks need talent. And yes. They don't have a lot of talent. Obi Toppin can score. We'll welcome him. He's not a very good defender, but we have Thibodeau, Coach Tibbs. Let's go. Maybe you can make him an average defender. That's the dream. They just need an influx of talent, so let's go. I would have been happy with anyone they took. I wanted Tyrese Halliburton out of Iowa State. because the Knicks need a point guard. They haven't had one in, I don't know, when's the last time the Knicks had a decent point guard?
Jeremy Lin. for 2 weeks.
There you Jeremy go. Lin,
yes. Until Dwayne Wade and LeBron James decided to make him go away. Yeah. I mean, that was it. He was on the cover of New York Tabloid. Well, not only that, but I think 13 or 14 consecutive days, he was on the back page of the New York Post, which is absolutely insane. You could probably look that up. Or you don't have to. Who cares?
I won't.
I will let you know now, because breaking news, as we're recording this podcast, the Knicks make roster moves to create $40 million in cap space. They have
I already saw it.
Gibson, Payton, Ellington, declined team option on Portis and Moore. I mean, Leon Rose getting a Don Stanzig.
Yeah, I thought they might keep Taj Gibson. Maybe they'll re-sign him at a lower number, because him and Thibodeau have a storied history. He coached him with the Bulls and the Timberwolves, so I think he might come back, a little front court depth there. But now the question is, do they pay for Fred VanVleet?
What do you think?
I still need a point guard, but I don't know about overpaying for Fred VanVleet.
I like Obi Toppin, though. There's a lot of fun you can have with the nickname. Like, if this guy turns out to be good for us, and listen, he's a lefty who can dunk, and I love the highlight package. He grew like 7 inches in college. He came into college, he was like 6'1". He left, he was 6'8". All right? So the long, lanky body is the body type that I kind of like, and he could throw down. But Obi Toppin, it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi, took us over the top end. I mean, what, you don't like any of these?
You like him for the puns. I get it.
I do. I love him for the puns. Listen, yeah. We're Knicks fans. We have been lousy for decades. If we're going to have anything, we should have puns, no?
I mean, yeah, I guess. We'll take them.
All right, let's do a Mount Rushmore again. Pat Fitzgerald, the head coach at Northwestern, is coming on. They have the big game this weekend. They take on undefeated Wisconsin. Northwestern is undefeated as well. And really, that's not the reason we're having them on. We're having them on so I can start to form a great relationship for me, my daughter, and my entire family at Northwestern, because she'll be attending that university in a couple of years. But a Mount Rushmore. So how are we doing this, Stanza? We're not doing Fitzgerald's. We're doing just, you have to have Fitz in the name. Is that correct?
Yeah, that works. I mean, okay. I have some Fitzgeralds to nominate if you'd like to hear them.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, I would like to hear them.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, wow. Best ass in sports. I mean, how about that? I know that sounds weird, but he has the nicest ass anywhere in sports. How about that?
It's weird that that's your reflex when you hear his name, but like,
it is.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I feel like if anyone says Larry Fitzgerald, you're like compelled to say that. You can't just let Larry Fitzgerald's name sit there. You have to say great ass.
Yeah, well, it sits on its ass. That's what it does. Yes. I mean, we asked Larry about it. We had him on the show. We asked Larry about it, and he agrees with us. He does have a great ass. He said, I thought no one noticed and no one was ever going to ask. I said, you found your show. It's us. You're mortified right now.
Do you have any other Fitzes to nominate? I got a bunch.
Well, no, I want to hear more Fitzgeralds from you. You have Fitzgeralds, though.
Okay. F. Scott Fitzgerald, the author.
Oh, wow. Who is? Oh, that's what he is. Okay. Good.
The Great Gatsby.
Thanks for clarifying. There you go. I appreciate it. Thank you. F.
Scott Fitzgerald. I know my audience. Figured you'd be like, is he the guy that wrote the Star Spangled Banner? No.
I almost said it.
Francis Scott Key.
Stanzik, if you would let that sit for another second or two, I guarantee you that's what was coming out. That's what I was thinking, by the way. So, and then you said author. I was like all flummoxed and shit. I was like, what are you talking about?
His wife, Zelda, very famous too.
Really? Okay, if you say so. How about Jason Fitz? How about that? And how about Cotton Fitzsimmons? I mean,
wow.
You like
Ian
that?
Fitzsimmons.
Oh, wow. Ian Fitzsimmons.
We got to get Ian on the podcast. He's a friend.
All right. So go. What are you waiting for? Get him on.
Let's get Freddie and Fitz on.
Let's get Freddie and Fitz on. Why are we not doing this?
I don't know. We should.
Okay. Who else do we have? Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Fitz, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, Fitzmagic.
How about that? So we need four, though. We need to find a definitive four here before Pat Fitzgerald joins us. I think Larry Fitzgerald is definitely in there.
I don't think Pat Fitzgerald's making the list, but I got someone that is.
All right, but let's not tell him that, okay?
Okay. I wouldn't with Pat Fitzgerald. That guy would eat me for lunch.
Dude, that guy is a badass, okay? Yeah. The guy who's about to join us in a couple of minutes is a badass. I don't think he wore sleeves in college. He played in Chicago. I mean.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy, JFK.
JFK. Boom. Well, I mean, how do you keep him out?
Got to be on there.
RFK. Was it also Fitzgerald? It probably is, right? So JFK is on the Mount Rushmore. We agree, right?
Yeah, and RFK was Robert Francis Kennedy, so he's out.
Okay, all right, so we're taking RFK out, but JFK is most certainly in. Larry Fitzgerald, we feel like, I think he's deserving.
In. Yeah,
Jason Fitz.
Pretty good three.
Okay, so we need...
And Zelda Fitzgerald. Cotton Fitzsimmons.
Stupidity. By the way, did you hear... So Mike Ryan was outraged because we had Andre Drummond on months ago, and he told us he was going to opt in, and it made news. And then he opted in, all right, because who wouldn't opt into that contract right. that he has? And Mike Ryan was getting outraged because someone had reported it, and Mike Ryan was upset because no one was giving Stupidity, me and you, the credit for breaking that news months ago when he just announced it a couple of days ago, officially did it a couple of days ago. Were you as outraged as Mike Ryan was? Oddly, I didn't care. It was weird.
I appreciate the support by Mike Ryan. I think there is a difference between he says he's going to opt in and then when he actually opts in. I think that's two separate reports.
Like so I don't know if that
was
the
case. I don't know. I think it was our old friend Mark Stein, by the way.
Right.
I think Mark Stein, I don't know if Mark Stein reported that he did opt in or that he's expected to opt in. Because if Mark Stein's report was expected to opt in, we had it first.
Yeah, we had it first. Exactly. Get Steinline on the podcast. Okay, let's have it out of them. All right, for not giving me credit. Yeah, get Stein on. That will be funny. All right, so I just want to be clear on what we did here before Pat Fitzgerald joins us here on Stupidity. We have a Mount Rushmore of people who have Fitz in their name. And the Mount Rushmore that Stanzik and I came up with, because we're lazy, okay?
I thought my list is pretty good.
JFK is good, okay? Larry Fitzgerald, good. Fitz and Cotton Fitzsimmons, I'm not certain they belong on the list. Jason Fitz, what are we doing? But I'll go with it. I mean, I'm fine with it. Who's that F. Scott Fitzgerald guy that we left?
The author.
Yeah, we should probably put him on, though. He's probably more important than Cotton Fitzsimmons, no?
Probably.
But Jason Fitz has to stay there.
He stays, yeah.
All right, let's bring on the head coach of the Northwestern Wildcats. Big game against Wisconsin this weekend. Two undefeated teams. I can't believe I'm saying that about Northwestern. Stupidity! Big college football weekend coming up. Who would have thought? In fact, let's start there with the head coach of Northwestern University. Pat Fitzgerald joins us here on Stupidity. If I told you before the season, coach, that there was going to be a weekend this college football season where the two biggest games would involve your school, Northwestern, and the Indiana Hoosiers. You would have told me what?
I know we'll be there, but I'd be happy to hear about the Hoosiers too. So good for them.
Where does this rank? I'm wondering, where does this rank in terms of biggest games you've ever coached in?
Well, I've been in a bunch now. I mean, we've been in a bunch of bowl games, played in the 18 Big Ten championship game. There's a lot of big games, but this is the biggest one so far this year, and I know our guys are excited for the opportunity. We're playing a great Wisconsin team now. If you guys have seen them on TV, I've watched them on TV and I've watched them on tape, and both are like, oh boy, here we go. So we got our hands full. There's no doubt.
Between now, though, and the time and kickoff, between like right now, from the second we're speaking and kickoff, you will sleep how many hours? like.
I'll sleep pretty well tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm pretty exhausted right now. I mean, as coaches, man, it's like Sunday through Thursday. And for us, we practice in the morning. So kind of about 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, we start what's called date night around here. So with COVID now, it's everybody just going home and being with their families. But I'll probably be asleep halfway through the Thursday night game. You know, it'd be like halftime. And I'll wake up at about 3 o'clock and I'll be like Kramer. I'll be like, let's go. You know, I'll be all wired up, all ready to rock. And then I probably won't sleep again until Sunday. So I still kind of operate and tick like I did when I was playing, the way I mentally and emotionally prepare for a game. And
right.
And I really try to be chill on Saturday. I try to just do my job, and that's manage the game. But you get stoked up for big game. You want to put your team in position to play big games. I mean, you know, like you said at the start, I mean, you know, this is a big game because everybody thought Wisconsin would be here. nobody thought we would be. So we've created the opportunity for it to be a big game, embrace it, live up to it, and go compete with the expectations that a big game should have.
What's really cool about this game is you guys have had success as a football program. You've had success as a football coach, but because there are so many expectations, massive expectations at places like Michigan and Ohio State and Wisconsin, when a season like this comes along for Northwestern, it means so much more to your fan base than does at those other schools because they're accustomed to it. Whereas you're not doing this every year. You've done it before, but you're not doing this every year, you know?
Yeah, it's, you know, and it, well, look at where a couple of those schools you just mentioned are at right now. I mean, it's really hard. Yeah. I mean, it's really challenging, especially right now with COVID and all the challenges that we all have going on in the country. It's a unique season. And I'm really proud of our players. I mean, they have sacrificed so much in their families and our staff and our support staff. I mean, knock on wood, you know, we haven't had a positive test since we started testing when we reported for a modified training camp. I mean, that's a credit to our guys, and that doesn't happen by accident. And just really thankful for the sacrifices that they're partaking in.
Well, Pat, I'm wondering because that's interesting. As a coach, and of course as a parent, are you conflicted at all? Because you have four cancellations in the Big Ten, I think, this weekend. And I'm just wondering, like, are you there coaching? Are you conflicted? Are you thinking about should we be doing this? Should we not be doing this? You're a coach. You're a dad. I coach, not at your level, okay, but I'm coaching a travel lacrosse team. My daughter committed to Northwestern, by the way, so I figured it was time to ingratiate myself into this school and be a part of the program. Listen, I'm going to be on the sidelines coaching with you at some point, okay? But I am wondering if there's a conflict there for you as coach and parent as to whether or not we should be playing these games at all.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I've got three boys, and, you know, frankly – I feel like we've created as healthy and safe a protocols as we can. And just really, I think from my standpoint with our family, Stacy and I, it starts there. We feel like we've done the right things at home. We've got three boys that are in school. We believe they should be in school. If you follow the safety protocols and say, we call it little giants, you know, 6 feet away, wash these, wear these, you know, you got a chance to mitigate things. But at the end of the day, yeah, am I concerned? Absolutely. But I feel great about what we've done here. I feel even better about the choices our guys are making socially, and I hope we can continue to do that.
Because of the tight ends and the fullbacks you mentioned and the way they play football and their style of football in 2020, and I say this respectfully, this is not you saying this, this is me saying this. Do me a favor and beat Wisconsin. Get them the hell out of my Final Four. I don't like the way they play football. I'm speaking on behalf of the entire country, by the way. Everyone except for the good folks in Madison. Just get them the hell out of the Final Four, okay? Can you do that for us?
No, I love the way they play. I wore a neck roll in the 90s. You know? I mean, I had those shoulder pads that were up to my ears. So, I don't know. To me, that's kind of when men were men, you know? We knew, right. You know where you're running it. I know where you're running it. I'll meet you there and let's see who can move the pile 6 inches. It was a lot simpler world back then.
All right. Again, I said that. Pat Fitzgerald did not say that. That was me blasting Wisconsin and not him. No, you did not say it. That was all me. I am putting it all on me. Stancic, by the way, is there anything more surprising than Pat Fitzgerald, based on what you know about him, based on the first 10 minutes of this interview, that he loves Wisconsin football? It's the least shocking thing ever. Right?
Stugatz, you're selling me short here. I'm aware of Pat Fitzgerald, the football player in the mid-90s wearing the neck roll. I want to say that you guys beat Notre Dame in 1995, you and Darnell Autry and all those boys. I just did a Stephen A. Smith. Darnell Autry and those boys. You like that?
That was good.
And went to the Rose Bowl, right?
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, it was.
And you played with a broken leg. Am I reading this correctly?
I broke my leg. No, I'm not that tough. I didn't play with one. No, I was pretty hyped up on Vicodin, to be quite honest with you, post surgery. But there was no playing, just a lot of partying. It was 2 weeks in Southern California for a Chicago guy missing the Rose Bowl. Let's see here. I'm going to have a good time. Yeah, let's go have a good time.
Dana Point. Let's see. What can I find? Laguna Beach. Let's go. Hey, Pat, by the way, feel free. You want to break news on the podcast here, feel free to guarantee victory this weekend if you like.
No, I'm good. We got our hands full, man. It's going to be.
All right, so I'm going to do a little fill in the blank here, let the audience get to know you a bit, because I'm certain you're tired of answering questions about the same questions about the same football game because you've been doing it all week. We don't have Greeny's speech. He did a speech, a pregame speech in 2013. As Greeny is delivering that pregame speech to your football team, is Pat Fitzgerald, is any part of him smiling, laughing at Greeny? Like, look at this little twerp talking to my football team. How good was the speech? Let's do it this way. At a scale of 1 to 10, Pat Fitzgerald would give that speech a blank.
I would give that a 9.8.
Wow.
For preparation.
Okay.
And I would give it somewhere in the ballpark of a 7 to 8, 7.5 is as far as delivery. There was a little bit too much passion and emotion. when you were – No, I won't go there. But yeah, Greeny.
Oh, go ahead. Say it. Say it. He's fine with it. He knows I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, he was awesome. He and I are really close. I'm a huge Greeny fan. And to say that he's a Cat fan would be an understatement. I mean, he loves the Cats, and it was great to have him with us here that weekend.
How many times has he texted you this week, honestly, though?
Post-game, he texted me on Saturday, and then I hit him back with probably like a thumbs up or like a, some crazy GIF or something, like GIF, whatever they're called. And
you don't want him to text
six
you.
More text messages, and I want to be like, dude, I got other people text messaging me here, man. I got stuff to do. I got to watch tape. I want to get home and be a dad. Like, leave me alone. Go watch another game. You know?
Who hits you up more, him or Wilbon? Which one?
Oh, it's not even close, Greeny. I'll get a Wilbon like a fist pump. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Wilbon will
right.
fist pump me. You know, Ravel will give me like the two thumbs up. You know, and it's
good. I promise. Listen, I'll leave you the hell alone. My daughter will be there for 4 years. I might hit you up for an internship because she wants to do physical therapy. But other than that, I'll leave you the hell alone, Pat.
Okay? Well, you'll be able to come up on the inclement weather. How about you come on up and watch the lacrosse games from my office? I got a great vantage point for it. So it's
done.
It'll be fun. You Done. Bring the fun. I'll give you the room. How does that sound?
I will bring the fun. You provide the room. You and I will watch some lacrosse games together. I like
that.
Like,
first of all, I want to make sure this is not an NCAA violation. So this is not a promise.
Okay. She's already committed, coach. She's good. She's already gave. They made the offer. She accepted the offer. So we're good. We're in good standing right here. Best thing about being a football coach is blank.
Developing young men. Not even close. I mean, the opportunity to take young men from where they're at when they come into your program to where they're at walking across the stage of graduation is a humbling power of responsibility. And I think like everybody in our profession, I've got to continually improve and continually get better as generations change and expectations change. But it's a great privilege to have that role to help influence young people.
Worst thing about being a football coach is blank.
Time away from your family. Yeah. I mean, it's like running a restaurant or a family business. You know, this isn't something that you do. It's not like, yeah, I think I'm going to go in about 8-ish. And I'll be home by like 3. This is a lifestyle. It's a family business and it's a challenge, but it's something that we choose to do as a family. I'm not looking for sympathy, but it's definitely a challenge.
Does it bother your wife?
She's pretty independent, man. I'm not sure. I could be gone tomorrow. I think my boys will be fine. She's a lot tougher than I am. I'll just tell you that.
I'm sure she is. So is mine. Best thing about being a dad is blank.
Unconditional love. I'll never forget when my son Jack was born. He's our oldest. And, he's going to be 16 here at the end of the month. And it's like, what just happened to these last 16 years?
I know.
And Ryan and Brendan are our two other boys that are 8th grade and 6th grade. But that unconditional love, I mean, I FaceTimed him this morning as I was getting ready to go on the field. It's kind of one of the things I do, say good morning to him. And my little guy, Brendan, goes, yeah, it's Thursday, date night, dad dinner. Let's go. Thursday night ball. And I was like, I hear you, B-Dog. Let's go. I'll see you tonight, bud. So look forward to Thursday nights.
I love that. Worst thing about being a dad is blank.
I think that's pretty easy. That's making my wife mad. I think that I have that, like every husband probably has the market cornered on it. But I will tell you, I just read a good, great book called Relationship Grit that by my good friend Johnny Gordon. I'm not trying to plug him, but I thought it was one of the best books I've read. And I think there's nothing with being a dad. It's a great blessing.
Stanzik, by the way, I know you're early in your marriage proceedings here, but you should probably read that book. Okay? I don't know, Pat, I'm 20 years in. I don't know how deep you're in, but Stanzik, read that book. I'm telling
20
you.
20 years, Stanzik, baby. 20 years.
We're same. Okay. Is it true? So I read a story that you were offered a position, maybe it was president of the Packers. I'm not certain what the position was. You asked your family whether or not you should take the position, and the dad were Bears fans, and therefore you did not take the position. Is that correct?
Sounds like a good story. Yeah, we're getting ready to play Packers. I'm pretty focused on that.
All right. First concert. I'm trying to get you unfocused for a second.
First concert?
First concert you saw was Blank.
Yeah, I went to see I was a pseudo parrot head. I went to go see Jimmy Buffett with one of my buddy's parents.
Ah, very nice. Do you take
first concert I went to without parents was
yes
Metallica.
Oh, no.
You're a bit of a Metallica head, right?
Oh,
is there a term for Metallica fans? And if so, you're obviously one of them.
I'm a huge fan. Yeah, every time. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I've got a diverse palette of music. But
you're all hard rock, Coach. Come on.
That's
the way we imagine it, right?
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. But yeah.
You haven't heard a song that's been released since 2000. It's all 80s and 90s rock.
That's pretty good, though. That's a pretty good time if you're a rock fan. Yes. That was pretty good stuff.
Did you drive that Camaro you had as a kid to that concert? I mean, what happened?
It was sweet, man. So, you'd pull up next to people and I'd be like, you want to go? Like, yeah, let's go. And it was I had a V6, so it was like I'd floor it, and the way they go. So,
what color was the Camaro?
Oh, it was a picturesque teal green. Beautiful. Yeah, my dad made my sisters and I a bet if you got a scholarship, he'd buy us a car. And so nice. When I got a scholarship, that was what he did. And I was hoping for like a Jeep or something like, I got a teal green Camaro. Everybody knew, right. Hey, Fitz is here. It wasn't like nobody knew who what my car was.
I didn't make that same deal with my daughter. Luckily, I didn't have to buy her a car.
I don't know how my dad afforded it, but hey, I'll take it.
So I'm wondering, is it a Metallica song? I'm wondering the song Pat Fitzgerald will sing out loud in his car every time it's on.
I'm a big Kenny Chesney fan, Luke Bryan, nice. Zach Brown Band. I kind of listen to a lot of country coming in and going back and forth because I want to kind of just somewhat relax, get my mind right. I'm a little bit more Metallica when I go in the weight room and try to keep skinny fat. If I'm on the elliptical or trying to get a workout in, I love listening to Metallica.
All right. Well, Chesney is a friend of this podcast, so perhaps we'll have the two of you on. Have you met Chesney at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've been a guest of his at a couple concerts here in Chicago. Gotten to know Kenny really well. I mean, he's the best, man. One of the best dudes in the world, and what an entertainer. I mean, if you want to talk about energy and passion for a couple hour window in the summer, and this was an even year, so he was supposed to come to Chicago this summer. So hopefully we'll see him here sooner than later. Maybe he can come play at Welsh Ryan Arena. We could talk him into that. It's odd numbers are smaller venues, right? So maybe in 2021 we can get him to come here and play in Evanston.
All right, sounds good. Or maybe me, you, and him in your office watching a lacrosse game together. That'd be even better. That'd be fun. He loves sports. He loves lacrosse. He told me that.
He'll bring the blue chair rum. We'll have some fun.
Stupidity! Favorite place to eat in Chicago is Blank.
Wow, that's a tough one, man.
I know. I know.
Holy cow.
I know.
There are
so many
that are unbelievable. But I'm going to go Italian on Thursday night. I'm going to go with my guys down at Villare, right downtown, man. That's some of the best Italian. There's so much great food. But Villare, Chicago downtown, is absolutely the best.
Something that would surprise us about Pat Fitzgerald is Blank.
I got my front four teeth knocked out trying to catch a ball, coaching guys up. We had the jugs machine that shoots the ball. I was like, listen, you got to get your finger. You got to put your thumbs together and your index finger, and the ball went right through. Pop, knocked my front four teeth out.
No.
I finished the drill. I was like, pop, 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 pop. I felt like my chiclets are going out like that. Blood's going everywhere. I go over, I bring the team up, and I'm like, pop, 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 pop. And they're all looking at me like, what just happened? Because I was back in a little area of our workout facility. I go down, I see my dentist. He's like, oh. You got the Tommy boy going, not here, no, right here. Yeah, right here. So a couple surgeries later, I got these I got these four chicklets, but man, I'm a huge Blackhawks fan. And to know when you see those guys with a tooth missing right in their grill, I know that pain times four. And gives me the willies thinking about it.
Were the guys mocking you or were they concerned? I mean, what happened there?
No, I mean, as a head football coach, if you don't think you're getting made fun of 24/7, 365, you should not be in this role. I mean, every great coach gets made fun of relentlessly, and I am sure my guys make fun of me like you wouldn't believe.
I'll tell you about the story. Stanzico, I was trying to show my girls one time, the girls on my lacrosse team, how to do a drill or something, and I slipped, and my feet came right out from underneath me. And this was 6 years ago. And every practice, and we had practice tonight, they will remind me of what I did six years ago. Yeah,
it's amazing. It's the way it goes.
Oh, my God, I love that. The person in your life who makes the most ticket request is blank. Please say it's Greeny.
No, it's not Greeny. I'm pretty fortunate. A lot of my family members have been season ticket holders since I played here in the 90s. So we're pretty fortunate there. But I get hit up by a lot of our former players like, hey, coach, can I get a sideline? Hey, coach, can I get a parking? Hey, coach, any chance I can get tickets at the Ohio State game and the Big Ten championship game? Yeah, sure. Call 1-800-WILDCAT or whatever number it is, man. I get it. Yeah. 1-800-GO-PURPLE, whatever it is. Yeah.
I'll be hitting you up, coach. I'm just telling you right now. Coolest thing you've been able to do because you are Pat Fitzgerald is blank. The coolest thing you've been able to do.
Well, we just talked about Kenny Chesney concert, get a chance to spend some back. And I was able to take my boys the last time, but.
I was thinking, singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley.
Yeah,
that's
really
there,
cool.
Right?
Yeah. That's really cool. That's really cool. You know, for me, I think it's taking the ice for the Blackhawks and shooting the puck from center ice and then from the blue line. That's a pretty big deal for me. I don't know. I'm a huge Blackhawks fan. I always have been. And I go back to when it was, you know, Roenick and Vive and Belfour and those guys and played for the Cup in 93. And I was in high school matriculating to college. So, huge Hawks fan. That's a pretty big thrill for me every time I get a chance to do that.
Stanzik wants to know if you ever wore pants. Like, Stanzik, what are you doing?
What? That's getting weird now.
No, you used to wear like cargo shorts on the sidelines, right? Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah, no, they're not cargo shorts. They're just our boys, our great partners at Under Armour. You know, I a funny story about that. So it's just hot, and I'm a guy that gets out of the shower like sweating, right? I'm a sweater, and so. Hot games, I look at our long-time equipment manager, Curtis Shaner, and I'm like, Kurt dog, I'm like, listen, man, it's going to be hot tomorrow or this week. He's like, well, why don't you wear shorts, buddy? I'm like, I got really bad legs, man. I mean, like, these things don't see the sun, and even when they do, I show off my golf tan to people, and they're like, have you ever been in the sun? So at any rate, I'm like, all right, yeah, we'll go with shorts. So I tell the staff, hey, we're going to wear shorts. And they all kind of look at me a little crazy. They're like, yes! So whatever, we have a hot game, we wear shorts. I fast forward to the Hall of Fame dinner, and I typically always sit with Coach Spurrier and his wonderful wife. And the old ball coach, you know, with the advisor, that was his deal. He looks at me and he calls me Coach Pat. He's like, Coach Pat, I thought that was the greatest idea I've ever seen. How did I not think about wearing shorts? I don't know, ball coach. I don't know, HBC. I have no idea, but no, it's good stuff. And we haven't had any, obviously, this year. Maybe we'll play well enough for down the road to be able to do that.
I think Stanza, correct me if I'm wrong. I think what you really want to be asked there, although we got a good answer out of it, because Pat is very good at this. Did he ever wear long sleeves when he was playing? Right.
Oh yeah, that is what I wanted you to ask. Correct.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well, so this is something that was ingrained in me in my high school. You know, we're going to play in cold weather, so you need to do everything you can to be prepared for cold weather, because being cold is a state of mind. And I say that to my players all the time. I don't care what you got to wear. I don't care what you have to do. Cold is a state of mind. Well, some guys look at me like I'm crazy. But at any rate, I don't believe in I will be prepared. I got coaches on my staff like, are those wool socks? I'm like, yep. Where'd you get those? You got to prepare, man. You got to prepare. So, yeah, no, I definitely.
Let's be honest.
I'm not like roll the sleeves up when it's like 12 degrees out. No, that was not me.
But let's be honest, the real answer there is where you got those from is from my wife. Your wife got it right. You weren't going out and buying. All right, we'll let you go on this note. The amount of times Kelly Amante Hiller reminds you that she has 7 national championships is blank.
Every day. Yeah, every time I see her. Every time I see her, she's like. She's a stud. Her and her husband Scotty. I mean, it's the best. It's you know, in the way that the women of that program work, it doesn't happen by accident, right? It's a work ethic that's been relentless, and they've competed. They've won seven, but they've competed and been at the top for so many. And just an honor to be her colleague. I mean, we've got great coaches. We've got 18 other great coaches here in the athletic department, led by the best director of athletics in Jim Phillips. And, you know, it's pretty hard when you have some relative success in the football program, and then your women's tennis team, it's like, it's our 18th straight Big Ten championship, our seventh national championship, our softball team's in the College World Series again. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Well, listen, you got the big game on the slate this weekend, Pat, so you're good. I mean,
yeah, no, I'm fired up. We'll be ready to rock.
Your media relations guy, he asked me, he said, when did you know? He said, your daughter must be great. When did you know that she'd be able to play at Northwestern? And I said, about 7 years ago, when I woke up every single morning to a thudding sound on the side of my house. I went outside 5:30 in the morning. It was a lacrosse ball, against the side of my house. But that's what it takes just to even get to a D1. It is hard. The commitment your kids are making is incredible, Coach.
You have to be relentless. I mean, you have to be relentless. You got to be lucky. And I'll say this, and I don't want to speak for all parents, but let it happen for your kids.
Yes.
You know, you got to put the support around them. You're there to support them, you know, and don't live vicariously through them. I see so many young men in our sport right now that, you know, when they come and see us, that you just can tell they're miserable.
Right.
This is just part of the journey. It's part of the growth process. If you're fortunate enough to get to this level, it's a job well done. And if you're not, there's other opportunities for you to play college sports if that's what the young person wants to do. And especially in a tough pandemic year, it's a really tough time. And so just be supportive. It'll all work itself out. And for some kids, it's meant to be. And for others, it's not. And if it's just high school that you get a chance to play or club sports, that's awesome. It's great. I'm a firm believer in athletics. And I see some parents sometimes just being way overboard. And I feel so bad for those young men and women.
Yeah, and you're right. It has to come naturally. That's not something, by the way, and I'm glad you said that. I never told her to do that. That's when I knew. She just woke up and started doing it. Yeah. And right then and there, I told my wife, this kid's going to go top five, top six, you know, Division I lacrosse program. And
that's awesome.
And that's
congratulations.
Where she's ended up. Yeah, that's where she's ended up, man. So, all right, last one. We'll get you out of here. Advice for my daughter, because lacrosse really helped her get into that school. Without lacrosse, I don't think she's getting into that school, nor is she getting through that school academically. So for someone who's been through that difficult school as an athlete, your advice to my daughter, Rachel, would be blank.
Enjoy the journey. It's going to be a great journey. You're going to learn and grow and develop in ways that you can't even imagine right now as you sit in your classroom, if it's on Zoom or whatever she's doing now. I mean, it's just a great place, and you're going to be challenged in ways maybe that you haven't been challenged in the past. And that's opportunity for growth. And this is just a really special place surrounded by very special people. And I just hope she enjoys the journey and has a lot of fun.
Coach, this was a thrill for me. I look forward to watching the game in your office with Chesney. That's going to be fun.
We should do a podcast on that night. That would be great. Let's do it.
Done. We will do the podcast. I want to have you on more often, but I know you're short on time and it's a big week. So we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. And do me a favor, on behalf of everyone outside of Madison, take out the Badgers. Okay,
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Go Cats. Happy Thanksgiving.
You got it, Pat. Thank you so much for doing this, man.
Enjoy the key lime pie next week.
Ah, that's right. We forgot. Coach, you win. I'm going to send you Joe Stone Crab Key Lime Pie.
Oh, okay? Now we're talking. That's a great spot. I love that place.
In fact, I'm going to send it to you anyway just for doing the podcast. Okay? I'm going to send you a pie, okay?
Thanks, Coach.
Stupidity!